May Allah bless and keep you safe. Keep you safe. May Allah bless and keep you safe.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani channel Alhamdulillah we once again welcome you in Silsila Secrets of Health Alhamdulillah in this program we talk about benefits of fasting in terms of our health and well-being We have covered quite a few topics in previous episodes And today, inshallah, we will be talking about fasting and heart. And we have done one program in the last episode. And inshallah, we are going to cover the remaining part today. I hope, inshallah, you will be with us from start till end. Before we proceed towards our topic, let's make few good intentions. Because it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And remember, if you don't make any intention before performing any permissible task or a good deed, you are not rewarded for that task or good deed. And the more intentions one makes, the higher the reward he attains. Inshallah, we make this intention that will present this program, this silsila, for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. The viewers of Madani channel, you can make this intention that you will be with us from start till end. Inshallah, you will be amazed to know a huge amount of knowledge, inshallah, which will be shared today regarding a very important organ of our body, that is heart. And this information will help you to remain healthy and for your well-being too, inshallah, azza wa jal. So be with us from start till end and watch this complete program and health show. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's move towards our honorable guest, Dr. Khurram, who is a UK qualified consultant practicing in one of the UK's university hospitals. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rasul, how are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
MashaAllah. Once again, first of all, I would like to say thanks to you that you have come here and given your precious time to us. Rasul, as Alhamdulillah, in last episode, if you remember, we covered details about a few of the heart-related diseases. And today, what are you going to talk about in specific in relation to the diseases of heart?
So in the last episode, as you kindly mentioned, that we covered ischemic heart disease which is obviously related to the coronary vessels of the heart. And we discussed some measures how we can avoid those and take proactive measures to ensure that we have we aim for prevention rather than reaching that point. So another area where, particularly in relation to fasting, some research has happened, and that is the diseases of the heart muscles. So the heart muscle, it is the name for that is myocardium. So myo means muscle and cardium means heart, so the heart muscles. And the reason why it is very important is because that it is the capacity of the heart's contractility and the way it would generate what we call stroke volume for it to push the blood out depends on the quality of the muscles of the heart. So as we know, for example, that a runner would rely heavily on the quality of the muscles in their legs.
Sure.
So similarly, in the heart, it depends on the quality of that muscle. So any condition which affects the muscle of the heart, it could range from an acute episode. So sometimes, again, related to infection, we can get a condition called myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart muscles. Or it would be a chronic condition, which most of our audience would know, and that is heart failure. So the heart failure is a condition where the muscle of the heart is not strong enough to be able to push the blood out. And that is measured in percentage. So generally between 50 to 70% of what we call ejection fraction, that it tells us the heart is healthy. And anything below that, we would then categorize it to mild to severe heart failure. So it is important because, one, it is a condition which is not uncommon, and certainly compared to ischemic heart disease, the second most, known disease which people would know is heart failure. And secondly, it's important because there is good evidence that fasting can be beneficial for that, which we'll cover in short.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Dear viewers of Fadhil Channel, we're talking about the disease related to muscles of the heart or heart muscle itself. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's very interesting a fact. You would also understand that we have got many muscles in our body. And alhamdulillah, when we go to sleep, many of other muscles, they go to rest. Right? They get a bit of tranquility and peace and they get a bit of rest. But this heart is such muscle which is functioning even when we are sleeping. So continuously, at every minute, alhamdulillah, throughout one's average life. For example, if somebody has to live for 75 years of average life or 80 years, so this many years, this heart has to function and continuously beat and to provide blood to the rest of the body. So such an important organ, so we have to take care of this body part in the same way the way it is taking care of our rest of our body. So if it is weak, if its muscles are weak, and if it's not taken care properly, then definitely whole body is going to be affected and it's going to face the problems in later in future. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this very important topic today, how to keep our muscles strong, especially heart muscles strong and our heart strong in normal terms. Doctor, what are the types of this disease where the heart failure actually develops, or the causes or symptoms one can feel that there is a symptoms of heart failure in future could happen because my muscle is getting weaker and weaker and weaker?
So the key factor here is that the topic which we covered in the last episode, the ischemic heart disease. So we know that because of ischemic heart disease, if it has happened because of lack of blood supply to the muscle, so it can happen acutely with heart attack, and some of that muscle is then permanently wasted because of the lack of blood supply, it has died. Or it is gradual reduction in blood flow to the heart muscles over time, which will then develop a condition called ischemic cardiomyopathy. So that is one of the, perhaps the commonest reason for the heart muscle to not function properly. There are, so obviously for that we've already discussed the measures which we can take, because if we can avoid ischemia, if we can avoid that cessation of blood supply or reduction of blood supply to the heart by managing the risk factors, then we can certainly avoid this condition. The symptoms in that context would be, the key one would be breathlessness. So if in the context of heart disease, usually if it's ischemic heart disease, the common symptoms tend to be pain. However, breathlessness can happen. But the other thing which would be very marked in this scenario would be breathlessness, not just on walking, because that would depend on how severely the muscle is affected, but certainly it will be measured by what we call effort tolerance. So how much can a person walk? And if their functional capacity has declined, then that, and that is due to breathlessness, then that would be one feature to look out for. If the breathlessness is happening at rest, so even sitting down, speaking, that makes someone breathless, then that certainly would be a major concern, because that is what we call resting dyspnea. And the third one, which is important, is what we call paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. So this is where somebody went to bed, the moment they laid down, they felt so breathless that they had to sit up. So that is called orthopnea. And so people would usually say, previously I could sleep with one pillow, but now I have to take three or four pillows, because if I lie flat, I start getting breathless.
Right.
And that's because the heart is not able to push the blood So it starts pooling the fluid in the lungs. So when we are sitting down, due to gravitational effect, the fluid is sitting at the bases of the lung. So we are using the rest of the lung to breathe. The moment we go flat, then suddenly all that fluid then disperses throughout the lung, and that makes us breathless. So that is called orthopnea. Or if it is someone slept okay, and then suddenly they woke up gasping for breath. So that is called PND, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. So breathlessness on exercise, be it walking flat, walking on inclines. And second step, orthopnea or resting dyspnea. And the third, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. So those are the key things to look out for. It might manifest as fatigue. So someone just walked even a little bit, or even just doing house chores, and they're feeling very tired. So they may not perceive breathlessness as much because their muscles have been deconditioned. So they might perceive more as fatigue. So those will be the key symptoms. Then related to that, when the heart starts to, depending on which side of the heart is affected more, people can get bilateral, so leg swelling on both sides. So this is because the fluid is now pooling in the legs. So then that can happen, or they would have, sometimes the fluid can pool in the tummy. So those would be the symptoms to look out for in that context of heart failure.
Now, there is a term called a hardening of the heart. How would you describe that in this relation?
So one thing which can happen is that in the context of ischemic heart disease, if that muscle is wasted, some of that heart muscle, what has become is that that muscle has now been replaced with scar tissue. So this is basically really what has happened is, as a result of that scar tissue, a very little functioning muscle has left. The rest has turned into a scar. And overall, that would be the hardening of that muscle. So that could be one reason. Or the hardening could be that there is a this condition which I mentioned called cardiomyopathy, where all the muscle in the heart start to gradually harden. And that hardening will continue to a point where all the symptoms would start appearing. So that could be a feature of cardiomyopathy. So the reason why it has happened is that medical terms, we would call it negative remodeling. So the heart muscle, as a result of that insult, which happened with a heart attack or angina and the lack of blood supply, then led to the heart trying to compensate somehow. And during that process, it overcompensates, and then the muscles will start to turn harder. So what's happening is that muscles are now stiff. So instead of that, using the same analogy as we did before, so instead of dysfunction, what's happening is that it will only be able to do this much and will take longer. That's because of the hardening. So this is all related to the cardiomyopathy.
MashaAllah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, in medical terms, the hardening of heart is also present. But subhanAllah, in our Islamic literature, we also find something called a hardening of our heart. So I would like to just mention here that Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that there are two reasons why the heart becomes hard. The first is to eat a stomach full, and the second is to speak in excess. So we understand that if we eat full stomach, this is one of the causes of a heart being hard. And if we talk too much, so this is also one of the reasons being a heart that could turn out to be hard. In terms of Islamic terminology, our heart becomes hard. So dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, that's very important. We are in Ramadan al-Kareem. We are talking about fasting and the benefits of fasting and how it helps to improve our health. So this tells us clearly that if we eat full stomach, this would give us a sign of a hardening of the heart. And if we eat less, you see, other way around, definitely, that means if you fast, that means inshallah azawajal, this will help you to soften your heart. Spirituality, I'm talking about softening of the heart. When your heart is softened, then you feel compassion for others. This is our understanding. You feel kind, you feel good for others, you look after others, you behave good with others. Because Islam also talks about the spiritual side of the heart. So there is a complete philosophy behind the functioning of the heart other than what it does normally or physically to the body. So this is very much important, my dear Islamic brothers. So talking too much, it would harden the heart, or eating too much of full stomach may also cause hardening of the heart. So, Doctor, what do you think about the Islamic perspective of hardening the heart?
So, yeah, so mashallah, that's good. So, you know, we see that there has always been, in a sense, this pull between the metaphorical sense of the heart and the physical equality or equation for the heart, and that and how to bring the two together. Because we have, so obviously as a doctor, so I will be inclined to talk more about the physical concept of the heart. And, but you're absolutely right. This is, you know, this battle between heart and mind. You know, it's been, you know, people have been fascinated with for centuries. Philosophers have talked about, you know, where the decisions are being made. Medical science tells us it's in the brain. But where I guess the spiritualists or the philosophers would say, no, actually it's the heart which is making all the decisions. So the hardening of the heart, if it happens physically, that's bad. But I guess arguably, if it happens spiritually, it's worse, because it's the matter of the hereafter. So, you know, in this world, you know, there are lots of treatments now which we would be able to offer. But if someone's heart got harder to an extent that it fails to accept nasiha, which is what we're concerned about here, then that is really the ultimate failure in the hereafter.
Also, it reminds me another explanation of Islamic understanding, that when a person commits one sin, right? So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when a person commits any sin, so a dark spot comes on his heart. When he performs another sin, astaghfirullah, ma'adallah, then another spot comes on his heart. So slowly, 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 this complete heart becomes dark. So when it happens, then it is harder for heart to accept, absorb nasiha, as the doctor was talking about. Nasiha means advice. See, this heart does not perceive any sort of advice. It does not receive. So this is where there are people out there, when they are taught about the teachings of Islam, they are invited towards righteousness, they are invited towards good mahafil, good gatherings. So they do not come towards that. So we need to think, that what is the condition of my heart? Is it the same way, the way it should be, or other way around? So any Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, so if one wants to clean the heart, if one wants to purify the hearts, so alhamdulillah, we should recite salat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And subhanallah, beautiful couplet in Urdu language, it says, ajab faizan hai aqa teri mohabbat ka, ajab faizan hai aqa teri mohabbat ka, durood tujh pe padhu aur khud savar jaun. Subhanallah, what a blessing it contains to send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. We send salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, but in return, blessings are showered upon us. In return, alhamdulillah, our heart becomes purified, alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, this is the blessing of sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. So make intention, inshallah, in Ramadan, as much as possible, you will be sending salat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. Doctor, this just point came in my mind, and I thought that to share with viewers of Madani Channel. We were talking about hardening of our heart. We've discussed about what it is, and we've talked about a few of the symptoms. Now, how do you diagnose? When we think about heart failure, so it just clicks in the mind that it is something that immediately and suddenly the heart will fail, and there will be heart failure, and the person will die. Maybe he was sleeping, so he had a heart failure. Or maybe suddenly he had something and his heart got failed. So is this something before a person knows that something is going wrong and it is leading towards heart failure, or it happens all of a sudden? Or is there any sort of diagnosis beforehand?
So again, you're absolutely right, because there is this confusion amongst the general population. So heart failure, the acute heart failure is possible, however, is highly uncommon. And what people usually call heart failure, that's actually heart attack. So that is what happens acutely, and then obviously can be a difference between life and death. However, in heart failure, it tends to be a progressively worsening condition. So even in acute heart failure, the symptoms would be exactly that. The people would feel breathless and they will get this pooling of the fluid. So they may get in the lungs. They get obviously in the lungs. So the symptoms would be more related to that. And one of the best ways to diagnose it is a scan called echocardiogram. So that is available in most cardiovascular facilities. So echocardiogram, this is basically ultrasound of the heart. So some jellies put on the chest, and then we look at the different chambers of the heart, and that can measure this ejection fraction, which I mentioned, which is the percentage working of the heart muscle. And that's how we categorize into mild to severe. So some people would worry about getting that test done, but in the right context, if people are referred, then certainly nothing worrying because it's a non-invasive test just done through the chest wall. So the question really is how we can try and prevent the heart failure happening. So one of the things which we mentioned are all those precautions which are related to the ischemic heart disease. So again, being proactive, ensuring that we are not avoiding weight gain. And again, that's where the role of fasting comes in. Inflammation, which we discussed in our earlier episode. So we know that persistent inflammation can also lead to the hardening of the blood vessels, which can in turn lead to this ischemic cardiomyopathy. Hypertension or high blood pressure. So again, uncontrolled high blood pressure can also lead to this condition called hypertensive cardiomyopathy. So that's why, again, very important. And related to that, salt intake. So that's very important because, generally, again, with Eastern diets, we are very much into ensuring that, the food needs to be tasty, needs to be delicious. And sometimes we don't even, we don't even taste it. Even before tasting, we put some salt on it. So that extra salt, certainly for heart function, is not a good thing, and certainly not for hypertension. So unnecessarily high amounts of salt, and that also is true for processed foods. So again, we see for all these fried chips and fried chicken, they usually have a lot of pouring of the salt over them. So again, ensuring that certainly low salt diets or salt free if possible for people who have the condition is generally recommended. And then the alcohol, again, we have discussed previously. So there is a well-established phenomenon of alcoholic cardiomyopathy. So excessive amounts of alcohol can have a devastating effect on the heart muscle, can lead to that. So we need to make sure that all of those things, obviously, our beautiful dean teaches us about abstention of alcohol, and controlling of hypertension, taking our medications regularly if we've been diagnosed, and obviously getting it regularly monitored with our GP or our healthcare professional. That is quite important.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Also, definitely, viewers of Madanishan would be thinking that what solutions are available at this moment for this?
So in terms of physical treatments, so this is... in terms of the one of the other things which is related to salt, it suddenly struck me that we can quickly discuss that. So earlier I mentioned about this heart-brain axis, and there are some what we call neurohumoral mechanisms which are helpful for our body. So one of the things which is quite interesting is that as the heart chambers dilate because the muscles are weak and so they're not able to hold the heart structure properly. So the anatomy of the heart is disturbed. An enzyme is released from the walls of the heart, which is, the full name is NTBNP, so brain natriuretic peptide. So this is one of those enzymes, it is rather a hormone. And again, it has been related to salt intake. So there have been some studies which suggested, and this is usually released in the context of hardening of the muscle. So with echocardiogram would be a direct visualization of the heart function, but certainly that blood test sometimes is offered, and that test can also help in the right context. Obviously, it's not for everybody, but we can measure the level of this NT or pro-BNP, And if that is elevated, then that also tells us about heart failure. So I guess relating to our topic, the key thing here is fasting. So there have been some incredible work done in the patients with heart failure. So there are two studies which I would like to get our Madani Channel audience their attention for. One was a study which was done in patients with heart failure. And what was demonstrated that the group who had heart failure and they did intermittent fasting, so similar to what we do in Ramadan or as part of our religious teaching, their heart failure was better controlled compared to those who didn't fast. So now that could be a number of reasons. So one is limited water intake, because again here water balance is very important in patients with heart failure because they're already fluid overloaded. So again that's one. But also the fact that there is overall less dietary intake, less salt intake, so all of those things potentially help. Another study which was very interesting, they looked at protein balance. So obviously the heart muscles, all muscles are made of proteins. So those, they looked at the protein muscle balance, and they, so this was mainly animal studies, but again extrapolated. What they were able to show is that if the protein muscle, if the protein balance, that was certainly optimized in those who were made to fast compared to those who didn't fast. So again, that tells us that it is not only helping with all these allied mechanisms, which I mentioned about low salt intake, low calories, all and low fluid, but also there seems to be direct impact on the protein balance with the heart muscle. And that's where the levels of this enzyme, which I mentioned, they were also measured. And they were quite clearly there was a difference that the levels of these were not as elevated in people who fast compared to those who don't fast.
Many Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, how beautifully Dr. Saab has related the benefits of fasting in terms of our health of heart and well-being of our heart. If we fast, definitely, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we will become healthy and our heart will become healthy. In particular, we have discussed about heart, and we have also given you a bit of awareness, how does heart function and how, what are the diseases and illnesses with relation to heart. And we have also discussed about Islamic concept and spiritual concept of heart. Further, I would like to just mention, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah Antaqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that there are five remedies for a sick heart. So, sickness of heart, spiritually we are now talking about, we've discussed in detail about the physical sickness of heart. Now let's talk about the spiritual sickness. So, he says there are five remedies, we're talking about the solution now, to remain in the company of a pious, subhanAllah. I think we should go one by one. So the second is to recite the Holy Quran, to eat less, to remain steadfast in performing the tahajjud, to beseech the Almighty during the last part of the night. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if our heart has become sick, meaning we are more inclined and we have got tendency towards sins, and we find more of the pleasure and we are not getting any fear for our grave, or for the hereafter, or we are not becoming God-fearing, Allah-fearing, which we should be, then maybe there is a disease of our heart, then maybe there is a sickness of our heart. And there are so many diseases, Doctor, I would like to also elaborate, which are diseases of heart. Before we proceed towards the disease of heart, I would like to just ask your viewpoint on these, that SubhanAllah, how beautifully you explained that to cure the heart spiritually, he says that to remain in the company of pious. What do you think? How important it is to remain in pious company in order for the spiritual well-being of our heart?
SubhanAllah, I sometimes do think that, again, we somehow prefer our physical health over our spiritual health. So if we look at our physical health, that's why I mentioned all these different remedies which we can take. But when it, again, when it comes from a healthcare professional, doctor, we listen to it, you know, we lend our ears and we say, yes, you know, we need to work on that. But as we were discussing, so the spiritual healing of the heart, that is perhaps even more important. And then as you mentioned, the first solution was given was the company of the pious people. And who are those pious people? Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam defined them for us. So with the words, إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ. When you see them, they remind you of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that company of those pious people, it actually encourages, it actually would entertain the whole concept of how we need to keep our heart healthy by remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And, you know, so we think that if we are ill, if you're unwell, we need to go and see a doctor. So we value the time the doctor gives. We value the company we get, even if it's for 5 minutes for our primary care consultation. But the question we need to ask ourselves is that what value are we giving to the company we keep? What value are we giving to the environment, to the atmosphere in which we are spending our days and nights? If it's the company of those people who are themselves ill-hearted, then the risk is that that is somehow going to affect us as well. But if we are in the company of pious people, then they are the ones who are helping us cure our hearts of those.
MashaAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abdullah Antaqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has given 5 pieces of advice. The very first was company. The pious company one should seek and you should have and adopt and go and sit with them. MashaAllah, beautifully explained by Dr. Saab. And there are 3 or 4 other points which I would like to mention. To recite Holy Quran, alhamdulillah, it is also one of the ways to heal your heart, to cure your heart. And this will remove the sickness of heart. The third one is to eat less. Again, fasting. We are in the month of fast. We are talking about the relation of fasting and the diseases of heart. So alhamdulillah, if we would like to give a cure to our heart, eat less. Fast. Even in Ramadan, it is obligatory. But other than Ramadan, we should have a practice of fasting and a practice of eating less. Further, there is offering Salatul Tahajjud. You see, the prayer. And then besiege the Almighty during the last part of the night. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to recommend you a company. A company, alhamdulillah, which contains all these. The first piece of advice is a good company. If you just adopt that first piece of advice, and my recommendation, inshaAllah, azzawajal, would be adopt the company of Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah. This is such a beautiful environment, and its company is such a beautiful company that if you just adopt and attach yourself with this beautiful atmosphere, the rest of the 4 will be automatically, inshaAllah, azzawajal, sorted. That is to recite Holy Quran. Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, is propagating the word of Quran across the globe. 80,000 students, they have finished Quran learning by heart. Again, heart. You see, they have learned Quran by heart. 80,000 Huffaz, alhamdulillah, they have learned through Dawat-e-Islami. This is what Dawat-e-Islami is doing, the khidmat. This is Dawat-e-Islami is serving the religion of Islam and the word of Allah, meaning Quran. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah and company of Dawat-e-Islami, this environment encourages us to offer Salatul Tahajjud in our Madani In'amat. God, alhamdulillah, where Amir Ahl-Sunnah has mentioned the diseases of our heart in terms of backbiting, having, you see, jealousy for others. This is also one of the diseases of our heart, and malice and hatred. These are the diseases of our heart. So there are so many other diseases of our heart. You see, so the Islamic brothers, we need to avoid them. They are also mentioning beautiful atmosphere of Dawat-e-Islami and in Madani In'amat. Find a booklet. It is available on www.dawatislami.net, and inshallah you will have an understanding how to spend your life according to the teachings of Islam. And that also encourages us to offer Salatul Tahajjud. And further, beseeching in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness. If you want to purify your heart, if you want to clean your heart, you need the tears of the fear, of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You need to shed some tears, and those tears will clean your heart. This will purify your heart. Then inshaAllah you will make dua and you'll ask forgiveness from your Rabb Azza wa Jal. This will soften your heart. This will make your heart beautiful inshaAllah. It will brighten your heart. And that is very important, because heart is head of our body and very important organ. I hope inshaAllah you must have benefited. Jazakallah, thank you very much, Dr. Sir. You've given your precious time once again. We'll come back with another beautiful episode, with another interesting, amazing, phenomenal topic. So keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
May Allah bless and keep you safe. Keep you safe, may Allah bless and keep you safe.